The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Right, let me flip over here. This is an email came into the studio at 2:18 a.m.
Okay, it's urgent.
Hi, Beat. Here is my dilemma, and I really need to hear some advice. Now, there's a bit of detail in here, so stay with me. I started speaking to a boy. We'll call him Jack for reference. Through mutual friends over a month ago. Mm-hmm. He's handsome and cheeky, and our conversation is so lively. Yep.
Lovely.
He was finishing up a scholarship in America and was flying home to the UK where I study at university.
Okay.
Just as I was flying home to the Southeast for Christmas, so not very convenient timing. Mm. We continued to talk all through the Christmas holidays, to my surprise, until he said something that made me change my mind about him. So my best friend in the UK happens to be one of the most beautiful girls known to man. And just after New Year's, her and her boyfriend broke up. Mm-hmm. Now, they were a super Instagram obsessive couple, so it wouldn't be long before the whole of the area knew that they'd broken up when half of her posts disappeared.
Oh.
Anyway, I get a message from Jack.
Yeah.
Who knows that she's my best friend, asking how and why she'd broken up with her boyfriend and was she single now. So I instantly kind of presumed they knew each other. I asked my best friend and she said no, she didn't know who he was, only that they followed each other on Instagram.
Yeah.
So I replied bluntly, telling him it's not my place to say and he should ask her himself. Shockingly, he then replied, she'd never respond to me, she's way out of my league. Now, call me crazy, but this really strikes a chord with me. Is it not a big no-no to ask about a girl you're texting about her hot friend?
Yeah.
And was he implying that he couldn't get her, so he was settling for texting me? Listen, I might be just being overdramatic, but I really don't know. Anyway, I continue to text him, giving him empty, useless replies, which only make him try harder. I fly back to the UK next week and he wants to take me on a date. Should I go? Am I always going to be second best to my friend, or could I grow on him? Am I being dramatic, or have I every right to be annoyed? Do I play him at his own game and text one of his friends? I need help.
No.
I don't want to ever feel like if things did go well, she'd be a worry to me in case he fancied her or made it awkward when she was around. Please help me, from anonymous hopeless romantic.
Oh,
Trish, what's your gut on this?
My gut is saying back away. I think if he was cheeky enough to ask you about your friend, knowing full well that the two of you kind of had a thing going on, I think he doesn't see you as maybe girlfriend material just yet. Maybe he doesn't.
But why is he doing
serious.
All the texting?
He's doing all the texting, but he's clearly not that into you. Would never.
I know,
who
it
would
is,
be
it
cheeky
is,
enough
it,
to ask you about
your friend?
It does
seem very bad form if you just started texting a girl to all of a sudden, oh my God, is your friend broken up?
No, I would run for the hills, girls. There's so many men out there that won't want to ask you about your friend.
But he's handsome and cheeky and their conversation is lively, Trish.
No, I've been in a situation like that before where, look, my friends, I have beautiful friends, and I've
I know the two of you, prime example.
And I already know my friends are beautiful. But if you're trying to crack into me, tell me I'm beautiful. No, why would you be complimenting my friends? It would put a kind of a weird taste in my mouth. I've no issues. Of course, you're not jealous. You don't have any issues on that side at all. But it's just, to me, it's a little bit weird and it's a little bit disrespectful. I feel like if you fancy me, you should be complimenting me. You should be telling me this stuff.
Right. Say my friends are sound. Don't say they're beautiful.
Yeah, but like, I just
Vinny, what do you
don't
do,
go
what do you
there.
Make it?
Yeah, he's a bit of an idiot to ask you, well, what's the story with your friend? Is she single now or whatever? Or she's out of my league? Because instantly you're going to think, well, does that mean I'm not out of your league? I agree with Trish in that it doesn't sound like he necessarily sees you in the same bracket as he saw your friend now.
Yeah, well, she says her friend is the most gorgeous girl on Instagram, so, but
yeah,
I don't understand why he's doing the chasing.
Because of what of a term I've mentioned before on the Daily Dilemma, and that is the back burner.
Vinny, that's quite hard. I mean, that's very blunt now. You've really laid it on for
her. But truthful.
Single guys love having girls, a girl there, text, Twitter, flirt. There, text, Twitter, Insta, flirt. You have all of these girls that you're on the radar.
Mm.
And you like being on their radar, and they might like having you on the radar as well.
Sometimes it works for both, yeah.
Exactly.
Should she still have a go at a date and just see?
I would ultimately agree with Trish in terms of just absolutely backing off. Do not be expecting the world to explode when you meet this guy, because it sounds like, if he's cheeky as he is, who else is he texting?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, let's get some thoughts on this.
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102, or text 085 1029 103.
What do you reckon? Agree with the lads? Back away now. 085 1029 103. A beat 102 103. Looking for your quick thoughts on the dilemma this morning. A lot of the girls on saying, no, step back. Would anyone give this guy a shot and just see what he's like in the flesh? Or do you think, no, he's already proven his true colours? 085-102-9103.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Stream the biggest blockbusters like Avengers Endgame.
Beat.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
So the girl who's been chatting to the guy and been getting on really well, but then he started asking about her newly single friend who's beautiful, and now she's thrown completely over it. Quite a negative reaction towards him on our messaging. Boys are stupid. I don't think the lad even realised what he was saying. Like, that's from Ashley.
And that's true.
Another one
but
here.
But do you really want a stupid boy in your life? No.
What if he's pretty though?
We can all look at him. We can all say stupid things, I guess. But this, yeah.
This wasn't just off the cuff though, Vinny. Like, oh, it slipped out. He was doing his investigating,
yeah,
and asking
true.
Her.
Yeah.
She is his backup and current entertainment. Nope. Don't be tormenting yourself. Tell him your date, your diary is full until March. Right, let's get a voice note on this, see what the story is.
Hey guys. Here. She needs to tell him to go do one pronto. The cheek of him to actually say to her about her friend, like, because her and the boyfriend had broken up. Personally, I think he's only going to treat her that she's just something there to pass the time with until something that he seems that is better to come along. I just think, yeah, just get rid of him and be done with it.
Morning, Sue. How's things?
Good morning. How are we?
Good. What's your take on this?
I think she is overreacting to an extent. She should step back.
Okay.
Whilst I don't think he's particularly doing anything wrong, like, say, it's how we date these days. He could be messaging 10 girls. Mm. He's entitled to do that.
Mm.
But
he is,
it's not what she's looking for. She's looking for somebody more one-on-one. She doesn't want to date. She wants to find the one.
Mm.
So he's clearly not in the same frame of mind as she is.
Yeah.
So he's out hunting and playing the field a bit. She wants something more serious and more instant.
Yeah, I think that's a fair read of the situation, to be fair.
Yeah, I think that's bang on, pretty much.
But I also think, do you not think it's a little bit cheeky? Okay, in the dating world now, we're all, you know, dating other people and it's fine. But to actually say that to someone,
oh, yeah,
you wouldn't actually say it, though.
He may not be that bright.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Well, yeah, it is a little bit rude. It's a bit of a slap in the face,
yeah,
for her. Like, he should have been a bit more conscientious.
Mm.
Mm.
And, you know, if you wanted to speak to the girl, text her privately, then you don't say it to her mate.
Yeah.
You don't do that. And that's where he faltered.
Yeah. Mm.
Would you go on a date? Would you give him one chance?
No, not to say, because I think she's already emotionally invested, and she's just going to be always in the back of her mind thinking, am I second best?
Yeah. Okay, well said, Sue.
She needs to move on and find somebody who's just going to be messaging her, and when she starts messaging, that he's not messaging other people as well.
Yeah.
Too right, Sue.
Great stuff. Thanks a million. Have a great morning, all right?
Bye.
And you.
Bye.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.